107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. On the air and online, 107.7theisland.com. Fransman in the chair. Lori Lou over there.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good to have you here. Good Wednesday morning. Snow in the forecast.
Ooh.
It's just 1 to 3 inches. Looks like some between this time tomorrow and up until maybe 1 in the afternoon. Between 1 and 3 inches. But then could get another half an inch on Thursday night. There's a 50% chance. So the way the forecast looks from where I sit is that it's going to come in two stages. It'll start at like 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, last until 1, and then come back again Thursday night, and then maybe again Friday night. And then Saturday, there's a 30% chance of snow before noon.
That's no good.
Welcome.
We've been getting suntans this week.
I know.
Look at how tan I am.
It's funny you say that. I was hesitant to even bring it up, but sitting in the sun, those couple of days that were very warm, the next day I could feel it.
Oh, yeah.
On my skin.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I know.
It's alleviating that seasonal affective disorder, you know, sad, where you...
Oh.
You get a little depressed in the short days and you hibernate. But I don't have it this year at all.
No, I agree. I agree. It's been great.
It's been great.
I don't. Oh, that was good. We both were
that
really
wasn't
good.
Bad.
Yeah, it
Mrs.
was great.
Doubtfire.
I know, right?
Throw it away.
Ooh, it's a run by fruiting.
You're going to get burned, dear. Oh, we got to save this for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, work up some new stuff.
You're drinking green beer, are you?
Remember when you used that on me and you thought it was an English accent?
Yeah, and you called me something very derogatory.
I did. And I said it was Scottish, but then I realized it was Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah.
You got to wear clean knickers, dear. What? Welcome to 107.7 The Island. This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Lee's Family Restaurant. We're overdue for a Meatloaf Tuesday.
I know we are. We should have done that yesterday in the beautiful day.
Breakfast anytime. Voted number one. You got to try the corned beef hash with a fried egg over medium. Let the yolk pour into the corned beef. It's just absolutely fantastic.
I don't know if I've ever had corned beef hash.
No, it's great.
To be honest.
Actually, you did. Because when we went to Meatloaf Tuesday, I got that breakfast.
Oh, that's right.
And we shared them both.
I think I said this before, though. I feel like corned beef hash is like an old person meal.
You did say it before.
It's
cool that you said it again.
Yeah. Well, sorry, but it's the truth. Like, just because I remember my parents.
It's very hearty.
when you're younger, like, you don't want corned beef hash. Like, I want pancakes or waffles with whipped cream and strawberries. I don't want corned beef hash like the old people eat. I'm sure it's good. I don't remember. I know I tried it that day, but I don't
remember. I made you try it.
Yeah. Because you're a bully.
All right, let's do this. I have a question left over from President's Day. I thought it was from Valentine's Day. I guess it's from President's Day. For $10 to Lee's Family Restaurant, they're on West Highway 30 in Grand Island. What president is credited with bringing French fries to America?
No clue.
All right. Call now. Good luck. 398-9000. Other President's Day stuff. Which former U.S. president is now a vegetarian? I did not know this. Any guesses?
Well, I was going to be funny and say Ronald Reagan, but that's the only way you'd want to be.
Say who?
Ronald Reagan. It's the only way you'd want to be a vegetarian if you were not alive. Anyway, sorry.
Well, they don't have to be alive. Oh, wait, I got you. Right, you still get one of these.
I think I'm funny and yeah.
Former
I'm
U.S.
not.
President is now a vegetarian, Bill Clinton. Oh, I get it because he's buried.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah. Really? Bill Clinton? I just remember that Saturday Night Live skit when he's out for his run and he goes to McDonald's. Remember, wasn't that a thing with him and the McDonald's? I think
it was.
Yeah, because he was portly.
Who was the last president without a college degree? No college degree, and he was president.
Huh, I don't know.
Harry Truman. All right, get this right and be the first one to do it. I'll give you $10 to Lee's Family Restaurant. What president is credited with bringing French fries to America? My phone number, 308-398-9000. Call now. Good luck. Be careful. Always use your phone responsibly. That means not while you're driving, dear.
Ooh, it was a run by fruiting.
Throw it away. 107.7
The Island, your station for one great song after another. Thanks for tuning in, Fransman in the chair, Lori Lou over there. Did I mention there's snow in the forecast?
Yeah, you've mentioned it all morning.
Tomorrow morning, up until 1, is the first wave, if you will, maybe 1 to 3 inches. And then there's other percentages on the Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday morning. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it.
We'll talk more with GI Trivia about your schedule.
Yeah.
Coming up for GI Trivia. But right now, the Google races are upon us, brought to you by Lee's Family Restaurant. Question this morning, what president is credited with bringing French fries to America? You had no guess?
No. I'm going to say Taft, just because he was the big one. that's my only reasoning.
Taft was the big one.
Yeah.
Credited with bringing French fries to America, and they did not catch on immediately, but that was Thomas Jefferson.
Oh.
I don't know if he was.
Wow.
I don't know
way back then.
Yeah. I don't know if he was studying abroad or he was employed in some capacity.
Huh.
Something to do with France. And he brought him back. And.
Well, thankful to him.
Thank you very much, yeah. Mr. Jefferson.
Yeah.
Love the French fry.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever had a bad one.
You have. You have sometimes. Some French fries aren't that good, but
not at Lee's.
I'm a crinkle cut.
Yeah, Lee's has the crinkles.
Crinkle cut.
Man,
all
they're fantastic.
The beer battered are pretty good.
Well, I was never a fan of steak fries. They're too doughy, too big.
Yeah.
But a good steak fry, you can't, you know.
Yeah.
So I stand by my original statement that I never met a French fry that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Loved the French fries.
Well, you did. You were just. A little bit ago told me about a French fry that you didn't like.
I did? I don't recall this at all.
Yeah. You had you gave them to the squirrels.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were coated.
Yeah.
They were coated with something, and I can't have gluten, and these were... Look, I'm sure they tasted great, but they were super, super seasoned.
Yeah.
And I will say, if it matters, the squirrels didn't even eat them.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
You always got to question if you should be eating something that the scavengers won't touch.
I know that tomato you had in your yard, though. Like, I almost wanted to eat it myself, and it had been there for a few days, I think.
It amazes me. In my yard, it's mostly squirrels, doves, blackbirds, and the occasional rabbits. Now, I don't know. I grew up, I don't know if it's because of cartoons or what, but didn't you think that rabbits... Eat lettuce?
Eat lettuce, yeah.
Yeah, they don't touch it.
Yeah, I had lettuce in my yard. I don't even remember what the reason was, but it's like, don't these things, isn't that what they want to eat? But no.
Is it because they're eating domestic food so much, or somebody's feeding them?
Yeah, maybe they're eating the French fries. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, and they have finicky palates now. I don't know.
What president credited with bringing French fries to America? Congratulations, Natalie. It was... Thomas Jefferson. Congratulations, dear.
Oh, it was a run by fruiting. I got to watch that movie again. That was a great
$10
movie.
Bucks to Lee's Family Restaurant. They're on West Highway 30, open 7 days a week, Grand Island. Check it out. Oh, what else? Did I mention that there's snow in the forecast?
That's a show that I really liked at the time. Did you ever watch 90210?
I don't think I ever watched one episode.
Starring Luke Perry.
Yeah.
As James Dean. No, I really...
That was his name on it?
No. He just looked exactly like James Dean.
Oh. Yeah. No, I didn't watch it.
It was good. Brian Austin Green.
Yeah. I'm
trying to think of who else. Jason Priestley.
Jenny Garth.
Yeah. No, that was...
Sammy Doherty.
There were some good storylines that hung out at the Peach Pit.
Oh, yeah. Never heard of the Peach Pit.
You know what? If I could find it, I'll go back and watch that instead of watching things from today.
Yeah, of course.
Your TV theme song at 8 is brought to you by Highland Dairy, farmer-owned, locally made, naturally delicious. I do have a coupon for a gallon of milk and a Highland Dairy t-shirt. It goes to you if you're caller 7 at 398-9000. You got it on 107.7 The Island.
Should have known better than let you go.
107.7 The Island. Real music variety. Fransman in the chair. Lori Lou over there. Thanks for tuning in. GI Trivia's Lori Lou hanging out on your Wednesday morning before the snow.
Stop.
Maybe 1 to 3 inches.
Look at the beautiful sunshine today. Let's enjoy this day. Let's don't get ahead of ourselves.
I've been enjoying every day. This weather is unreal, breaking all kinds of records for mid-Nebraska. 80 degrees, upper 70s, even 60s is unreal.
Yeah.
We'll see a high of 60.
63.
Not two. Increasing clouds today, though, high 63. Right now, in Grand Island, it's 35. Hastings, it's 36. And on the bricks in Kearney, it's 39. GI Trivia, you have come off of your busy season.
I survived. Last Saturday was my last, like, extras. For a while, I did the Willow Rising Gala on Saturday, and then I zipped over to the Liederkranz and did the Valentine's Music Bingo Saturday. And both of them were a lot of fun. I had a whole bunch of people at the Liederkranz. That was great.
Are you at the Liederkranz on a somewhat regular basis now?
Yeah.
Is it once a month?
Twice. We're trying to do twice, so... coming up on the 27th, Friday the 27th, is my Stranger Things theme night. So it will be at 6:30 in the Brick Hall. It is open to the public. If you haven't finished up Stranger Things, get it finished up and come down. And we'll have some prizes and stuff. And yeah. It's good. So I'll do music bingo once a month for sure. I think next month we've scheduled for the 13th, I think, is when for March. But anyway, it's been good. I've enjoyed my rest since Saturday. I've been resting.
Wine, beer, and spirits tomorrow and every Thursday? There's a small chance you might get affected by that. Did I mention it's going to snow?
Yeah, okay. Speaking of wine, beer, and spirits, so this last week, remember, I was sent on the mission to find out about the soda shop.
Oh, that's right.
Wow. Those girls were doing such fun things. So,
did you find out what dirty soda is?
I did. So, first of all, they're supposed to, hopefully, fingers crossed, be opened around mid-March. So, like a month from now. And they're going to be next to Paradise Donuts. Dirty soda. So that night they had like a blue one, an orange one, a brown one. And so pop soda is your base ingredient, but then they add like syrups and creams and just to make different flavor profiles. The blue one was the Islander, and she told, so Michelle is the owner of this, and what a nice girl. She knew exactly who I was before I even said who I was, and you know how I love that. But she told me the whole story about how it came about and why she wants to do this. But so they had an Islander, and she said that they are making each school like their own signature drink. So this one was blue and kind of fruity, and it had the blue gummy shark in it. I mean, how fun is that? Who doesn't love a
this
gummy
is fun.
Shark? Yes. So she said somewhere down the road, they are wanting to probably going to be canning some of their drinks. And so... because she had heard me, you and I, talking about adding alcohol to them. So, yes, any of those. So you can take them, add, you know, like the Islander one would be good with some rum, you know, whatever. But it was so busy last Thursday night there, and I know a lot of people were there supporting her and wanting to, you know more about it. And
what's it going to be called?
The soda shop.
The soda shop.
The soda shop.
And South Locust and Grand Island, what's the estimated?
Not South Locust, Paradise Donuts here on 2nd Street. Is that 2nd Street? Where Subway is there, across from Walgreens.
You're right. That's not South Locust. That's no. That's 2nd Street.
Yeah.
It's a stone's throw from Super Saver, 2nd Street.
Super Saver. And we love to go to Super Saver. Oh, oops. I shouldn't say
Well, and it's going to be called the Soda Shop.
The Soda Shop. Yep.
And
so
when can we walk in there?
About a month. So we'll keep our eye on that. But just want to thank those guys for coming out. The Build-A-Burger thing, I don't think they were expecting quite so many people. I pulled in there, and I'm like, holy smokes. Like, the whole parking lot was full. But it was a beautiful day. Bryce was out on the patio grilling burgers, and they had fries. I thought they were only going to do chips, but they got a little fryer and did fries too. So it was a fun night. I had a bunch of people for Super Bowl trivia, and that was fun. I had a lot of people say, we didn't watch it, or we're not going to know anything. And those are the teams that did really well. So, yeah.
Is a general trivia tomorrow?
Yeah. I'm back. It's just right after Super Bowl. I'll do one about Super Bowl, mainly commercials or whatever, but every Thursday is general trivia. And then my one at the Liederkranz, I think, is theme.
Catch GI Trivia's Lori Lewitt, Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow, Thursday. That's in Grand Island. And can you stick around? We'll give away a t-shirt.
Yes.
More with GI Trivia's Lori Lewitt next, 107.7 The Island. 107.7 The Island. Your station for real music variety on the air and online, hanging out on 1077theisland.com. Thanks for tuning in. Lori Lou with GI Trivia is here. Is it Kool-Aid that you drink in the morning?
It's an electrolyte drink. Since you scolded me on my little Kool-Aid packets having so much bad stuff in them, I started doing some research, and turns out you're right. And so I got some electrolyte powder, grape flavored, and it's pretty good stuff.
I like the grape flavor.
Yeah, same. And so it's a lot better for me, you know, especially on those evenings that I drink too much than, you know, the next day when I need to get those electrolytes back in me.
I like the grape popsicles.
Yeah.
The purple pop, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So... yeah, that's what I have, is a little Kool-Aid. I guess I call it Kool-Aid, but it's not.
I really caught Kool-Aid. Sailor screen printing on Nebraska's Good Life yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. What a nice little story about Kyle Sailor. Listening to him talk about, you know, and them asking him what his vision is, and what he said was he never really had a vision.
I caught that too.
Did it day by day. He just took every day.
Set up in his garage and just
tried to do a little better every day. And that kind of resonated with me, because I'm like, you know, that's kind of how I feel too. Like, people say, oh, did you expect to be where you're at with your business? No, absolutely not. I had no idea. I'm just somebody who started doing some trivia at a job she used to have. And it just went from there, that people get a hold of me to do events. And
that stuck with me too, because as he's saying he didn't have a vision, he's saying that from one of his two stores.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the whole thing going.
I know. And that pretzel, the Knot Shop, I mean, we need to go. I feel like we need to go to Kearney. We need to take a little tour.
We could take
of Sailor screen printing.
I haven't been to Kearney in a while. We should take a trip.
We should. We went to Hastings last week, so we
You know what else we should do? We should give away a Sailor screen printed t-shirt, because they just so happen to come in a variety of comfort colors.
They do, and they're great. I'm so proud to be associated with Sailor screen printing. I love it. I appreciate what they do for me, and the whole thing. So, what are you doing?
I don't know what I'm looking at. I think it's a dust ball.
Oh, okay. Did you get it?
Don't let me interfere.
Yeah, well, I know. I just didn't know what you were doing. Are we ready? Are we ready already for the question?
We were ready 3 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't mean to. I'm just toying with you.
I know you are, and it's fine. You toy with me, I toy with you. Somebody
You make a couple, two, three jokes, you forget about
somebody
it.
Somebody the other day brought it to my attention that they thought you were kind of rude to me last week, and I'm like, you're going to have to be more specific, because I feel like you and I do that a lot to each other. Give and take.
To clarify, the way it works is you do that to me, and what's happening is now I'm giving some of it back.
Yes, and I don't like it. I can give, but I don't like to receive.
Right.
Yeah, we all know that.
All right.
All right, here's your question.
We're out of time.
What is the only official spinoff of the TV show Friends? Running from 2004
That's easy.
To 2006. It is?
It was horrible. Yeah. It's.
I wouldn't have known this.
Really?
No.
I never really watched it because I knew it would be horrible, and it didn't. I'm surprised it lasted 2 seasons.
Oh. Should I ask a harder question?
Well, I'm going to answer it.
Oh, well then.
Can I answer it? It's the Joey show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What do I get that t-shirt?
Okay.
The t-shirts come in a variety of comfort colors.
Everybody tomorrow will get 2 questions. I don't know. I didn't know that.
No, they did a spinoff of Joey. I don't know exactly.
Okay, who's... Let's keep that. So here's my question. From the only official spinoff of the TV show Friends, Joey, what sister was in this show with him? Which one of his, because he had like 5 sisters, remember? What sister was the one with him in this show?
Don't know the answer, but if you do, call 398-9000, 308 area code, 398-9000. Get it right, be the first one to do it, and win that Sailor screen printed Comfort Color GI Trivia, Lori Lou, One Man Party, 1077 The Island t-shirt. Whew, whew. All right, call now. Good luck.
Friends, man.
Waking up with Friends, man. One man party in the morning on the island.
1077 The Island. Let's hit the telephone, the telephony. Good morning, The Island. What is your name?
Oh, no.
I have to actually answer it.
Oh.
Oh,
oh
sister's
no.
Ass. Oh, GI Trivia. Lori Lou, Wine, Beer, and Spirits General Trivia tomorrow in Grand Island. And when is the next Leader Kranz?
The 27th, Friday. So not Friday, but the next Friday, right?
Not this Friday, but the following Friday.
6:30 in the Brick Hall, we will be doing Stranger Things.
To each other?
Oh, man.
No.
See, you know how, if you actually watch TV from today, you wouldn't be such a weirdo old guy out of touch.
Just because I watch quality programming doesn't make me a weirdo guy.
Stranger Things was a good show.
I never made a judgment call on that. I just never saw it.
Mm. Okay, so then you're just going
to
make...
Let me just listen to judgmental late. See, this is your friend that says I'm rude. I would never have done this if it wasn't for you. You watch MASH and do a MASH trivia thing. What's wrong with you?
I just can't. We need to go to... Are we going to do it?
Seriously. Watch MASH.
Seriously.
Watch MASH.
Okay, Dad.
Can I ask why you wouldn't do that, though?
I tried watching it. I didn't get into it. Can we answer the phone?
You don't like MASH, but you like Stranger Things, and I'm the weirdo.
I do.
Hey, good morning, The Island. What is your name?
Name's Doug Chapman.
Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah. My right... headphone ear is out. So I only have one good ear. Oh, there it is. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
You know the show, right? The spinoff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What sister was the character that was in Hollywood with him?
Is that Dre DiMatteo?
It is. What was her character name?
Gina Tribbiani.
Gina, that's right. Did you watch the show?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Oh. I loved it.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah, I obviously didn't. I hadn't even heard of it.
That's interesting. That's interesting to hear that you loved it. It was canceled because of low ratings. I never caught it.
The writing was very, very good on that show. It was a lot of great jokes. And, you know, the writers that worked on Friends carried over and kind of expanded it and let Joey go a little wild. And it was good.
That might be my next go-to.
Yeah.
Something
definitely.
To check out, you know.
Congrats, Doug. You got a custom color, comfort colored T-shirt from Sailor Screen Printing, Lori Lou, and 107.7
What
the
size
Island.
Do you want, Doug?
Large would be fine.
All right. I will have one up at the front desk for you. You can stop in and pick it up Monday through Friday.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Doug. You too. Enjoy the sun.
Thanks. High five.
High five. Thanks for being part of the huge broadcast, Doug. I've got nonstop music next. Just a reminder to catch Lori Lou's full schedule on Facebook, GI Space Trivia. Quit your jibber
jabber. Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
107.7 The Island. Your station for real music variety is your station for tickets. I've got a table for four for Sunday. At Fonner Park, live horse racing action, springtime tradition. Tune in tomorrow. I'll give those away. And then I do have tickets for next week. Do you like a good car show?
I do. That's funny you asked me that. I just got booked for a car show in July to do a thing for.
Where,
I do.
Where will that be?
Last time it was in the parking lot at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. So I'm not sure if just in the... But, literally 5 minutes ago. That's funny.
Well, there's an auto exhibition at Pinnacle Bank Expo Center in GI next weekend. It's
nice.
A weekend of wheels, Saturday and Sunday. And so I've got tickets for that. We'll do that probably on Monday. Tune in tomorrow. If there's any cancellations or delays, which there might be. Not that the weather's going to be bad tomorrow morning, but it will be snowing. So in anticipation of the 1 to 3 inches, people might cancel ahead of time. Sometimes that happens. If it does,
what are we canceling?
If there are cancellations because of the weather.
Oh, just in general cancellations.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Then I will report them to you.
Well, of course you will, because you're like the bearer of bad news.
I am the disseminator of all news. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, catch Lori Lou's schedule, GI Trivia, on Facebook. Again, expecting 1 to 3 inches of snow by tomorrow, 5 a.m. It'll probably be just a dusting, but I think that will last up until 1 in the afternoon. Is that bad news?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. It's terrible, terrible, terrible.
Catch GI Trivia's Lori Lou tomorrow, Wine, Beer, and Spirits. Do something nice for somebody today and every day. Help somebody with something and your random fact. Ponder and share this. Driverless trucks are now completing 1,000-mile runs between Fort Worth, Texas, and Phoenix, Arizona. Because those trucks don't require that mandated rest that humans get. They just go nonstop. I don't know why we're pursuing this technology of vehicles that have nobody in it.
Well, I don't know.
Have you ever been in a Waymo?
No.
They're crazy.
No,
it's
so you're talking like semis, like delivering.
Yes.
Stuff.
And we're talking, it's just a matter of time before someone hacks that, locks all the doors and you're trapped in that. If it's one of those driverless cabs or somebody hacks it and takes that 18 wheeler and turns it into.
See, right there. You just proved my point. You're the bearer of bad news. You can't just go. Oh, isn't this great?
Like, it's not great. It's not great to have vehicles that have no drivers in them.
No, well, crazy. Well, scary. We're going to be flying soon. We're going to be like the Jetsons. Remember when we were supposed to be doing that? Like when the year 2000 came around, like we were like, you know, in our little flying cars and yeah.
I guess that's it then.
Well, I guess that's it then.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
I gotta go super bad.
It has to end here.
I'm not gonna stop you. Just go. Get out.
Oh, man. I'm going. That's all it is, too.
Go home. Tomorrow is a new day.
We'll try this again tomorrow.
Goodbye. Thanks for coming. If my party made you sick, tell your friends.
Hanging up now.
Franz Man in the morning, 5:30 to 10.
Ooh la la!
107.7 The Island.